from HanselMinutes.com, it's Hansel Minutes, a weekly discussion with web developer and technologist Scott Hanselman, hosted by Carl Franklin. This is Lawrence Ryan announcing show number 30, recorded Wednesday, August 23rd, 2006. Support for Hansel Minutes is provided by Codesmith Tools, makers of Codesmith, an extensible template-based code generator for .NET. Hansel Minutes listeners get $100 off Codesmith Professional with coupon code HM100. Online at codesmithtools.com. Support is also provided by .NET Developers Journal, the world's leading .NET developer magazine. Online at www.sys-con.com. In this episode, Scott talks with Carl about taming Outlook.
Hi, this is Carl Franklin, and you're listening to Hansel Minutes. I'm here once again with Scott Hanselman, and today we're talking about Outlook, specifically taming Outlook. Right, Scott?
Yeah, we've talked a little bit about Outlook in the past when we talked about getting things done, right? That's the David Allen Company's technique for managing your life and all the kind of crap that comes in. But more and more I'm noticing that if there's one thing in my life that causes a great deal of psychic weight, you know, that sense of things pressing down on you, it's when a folder in Outlook turns black and has a number next to it like 5,000 to tell me that there's all this stuff sitting there waiting for me to get done.
And that's your inbox.
That's an inbox. Yeah, it's a problem. I mean, thousands. I mean, I know you know people like this. There are guys at work that have upwards of 10,000 items. They have no folders. They have just the inbox. Now, I can respect a guy who's got one folder and uses a search tool. But if you just have the inbox and you're pretty sure that you have a handle on your life and you've got 10,000 items there, you know, how are you productive? Now, most of our listeners are programmers or technical in some way. So we all realize that when we become manual filers, right? Just folks who move stuff around. You know, those days where you get to work and you spend nothing all day, you know, no time all day long doing anything but filing stuff. What a monkey-like job that is.
Yeah, I never do that.
You never do that? Are you one of the big folder people?
I am. I use MSN desktop search to find email. Yeah, I've completely abandoned folders in Outlook. It's a complete waste of time for me.
You have supplemented it, though, with a search tool.
Yes.
And that puts you in like the top 1% of users at that point, right?
It's so much easier. I don't understand why everybody doesn't do that. So much easier.
So there's a very interesting discussion going on. And I actually, the guy who wrote a tool named Speedfiler, a guy named Itzy, and he's got an article called The Grand Unified Theory of Everything, Search versus Filing versus Tagging, right? What is the best way for us to manage our lives? Is it search? Is it filing? Is it tagging? Is it a little of all of that? That's at Shrinkster/HMZ. And he has a tool, which is one of three tools that I want to talk about specifically today. Each of these tools is an add-in to Outlook that adds functionality to Outlook in some way, in some fundamental way that is different from the way Outlook ordinarily works. These are all very inexpensive tools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're talking about $20, $30, kind of a thing. I want to go through each of those tools. So we'll start with Itzy's tool. So his first tool is called Speedfiler. It's from a company called Claritude, like clarity and attitude.
Yeah.
Claritude. It's Shrinkster/HMW. Now, this tool is really interesting because rather than kind of getting in your face and saying, all right, here's how we're setting up Outlook, right? That kind of announcement when you start up Outlook, like here's how it's going to go down after you've installed it. It's actually very kind of passive. It's just there when you are about to send a message or if you choose to let it get in your face when messages arrive. The times that I really use Speedfiler, and this is assuming you do have a folder structure, right? Even a basic folder structure. This adds a dialog box as you press send that says, where do you want this to go, right? So you hit send, and then a dialog box pops up with the focus cursor, with the I-bar cursor, right on a text box. And you just start typing a la Quicken, you know how you get that autocomplete?
Mm-hmm.
And type in the beginnings of the name or something in the middle of the name of the folder you want, and then you hit enter. So if you've already go Control N, address, 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 Alt S to send, You already do that. This adds a step after Alt-S that pops up the dialog and says, where do you want it to go? So then your flow would be new message, type, 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 Alt-S, couple of letters of the folder, enter. And then things just get filed. And then it keeps in the toolbar kind of a quick filer that is the list of folders that you have most recently filed things to.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can very, very quickly select items within your inbox and say, put these over there. So it's a complete replacement for the move to folder or file and folder functionality built into Outlook. Its goal is a minimal number of mouse clicks, a minimal number of keyboard actions. Okay. It files these outgoing messages as you send them. And it also makes it easier for you to find things within folders. So rather than kind of futzing around in the that folder bar on the left, right? Because that's like the slowest possible way to get somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, the little hierarchy of trees, whether it's Windows Explorer or Outlook, there's just no slower way to get somewhere. It adds in the toolbar a go-to folder and then a text box. And you just start typing the name of the folder and you hit enter. So if you've got a, like I'm in banking, there's a folder called Fred's Bank, I type in FR, enter, and then I'm at Fred's Bank, and it actually takes me there. So if you've got a couple of folders, or if you have a huge, I've got like 600 folders from historical stuff in my Outlook, it will get you to those folders and get you to file things into those folders very, very, very quickly. That's an Outlook add-in, and it is, I think it's $20. If you buy more than, if you have like a small company, you buy like five, it's like $15. And once you get up into buying it for a lot of people, it gets really, really cheap.
It still seems like more work keeping things in folders when you could just search for the things that you want on whatever criteria you want and see a list, which resembles a folder full of things.
That's a good point. So it depends on how good you are at searching, right? Because searching itself is an art, right? You know, do you ever have that friend who's the one who seems to be able to find stuff on Google? You spend hours searching for something and he knows just the right
order. Yeah, pretty much that person is me, Scott.
Yeah.
I'm that person.
Yeah, and for me, I'm that person, right?
Yeah.
Oh, search for foo and not bar, but file type, colon.
Somebody can tell me I searched all day on Google and found nothing and I'll find it in first 2 seconds.
Exactly. Probably most of our listeners are those people.
I imagine
but
so.
There are a large number of people who I think still think in terms of folders. And, you know, with the search tool combined with a tool like Speedfiler, you can still search for things within a certain folder or search for the folder name. So the folder in that case acts like a tag.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Seems like a good intermediary step between folders and searching.
Yeah, definitely. Couple other things that Speedfiler does that's pretty slick is you can do an alternate send items folder. So if you're a person that's got like an Exchange server, but it's very limited in storage, you might want to have an alternate folder for your sent items, like an offline PST to save space. A lot of people spend a lot of time fighting with some ridiculous limit, like 100 megs that their Exchange server has. So they keep a PST. Speedfiler is a really, really easy way to help, you know, provide a bridge between your Exchange server and the oppressive draconian methods that your IT department might have, and the offline PST file that you've been forced to start filling.
Right.
So speaking of tags and using folders as tags, there is a new guy on the block within the Microsoft Outlook add-in kind of world. This is just released a couple weeks ago. What is this? This is the middle of the week of the 20th. So about 10, 15 days ago, this was released. It's called Taglocity. Okay. And this is really interesting. It integrates in Outlook in a little bit more obtrusive way, but it changes Outlook kind of fundamentally. Right now it's just for Outlook 2003, but there should be an Outlook 2007 version out within a couple of weeks. And this is a content tagger for Outlook.
Huh.
You can see this. This might be something you would like.
So let me guess. You put metadata on the items, and then you can search on that metadata, sort of like a poor man's WinFS.
Well, a poor man's in that it's inexpensive, and in that we don't have any WinFS in sight.
Yeah, right.
Yes, totally. Yeah,
that's a good point.
This is at Shrinkster/HMY, and this is really, really interesting. It adds tag clouds. Right, you know what a tag cloud is, right?
I know what tags are. What's a tag cloud?
So a tag cloud is a way of visualizing tags such that the tags that have more underlying things with that tag, the larger that word becomes. So imagine a paragraph that says, PWOP, Hansel Minutes, .NET Rocks, Microsoft, VB, C#, and you have a whole lot of things underneath the C# folder. Then the word C# would be very large.
I see.
So it's a cloud, a paragraph, a blurt of all of these different tags with different colors. You can apply whatever color you want to the tag. And then bigger and smaller tags based on how much information is behind that tag.
It's a good visual cue for some instant feedback. Yeah. Yeah.
It's providing an additional dimension. It's using both the color and the size.
That's cool.
As a way to express more information.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's cool. So it appears in Outlook just at the bottom of the list of messages. So you've got your folders, you got your messages, and then just at the bottom, you have like a docked built-in window. It's not very obtrusive because it can take up as much space as you want, and it has a splitter bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tags appear in that. And then as you click on your messages, you can click on the tags. And then as you select a message, the tags that are currently selected for that message will appear. So as you scroll up and down, it's updating itself, but it's also active in that you can tag things directly from there.
Hmm.
What's cool is that in Outlook on the preview bar on the right-hand side there, where you've got your subject and your name, the tags actually appear within that. And when you send an email as a person who uses Tagalocity, the person who receives it will get those tags too. He's actually burying them somewhere in the metadata of the underlying message. They're in the headers of the mail message.
Nice.
So even people who don't have Tagalocity will still see some of that information when the mail gets sent. Now, it has a really, really interesting setup process. That is it's a wizard that lets you say, look at this folder and I will glean information about it, do some, you know, artificial intelligence and say, wow, there's a lot of things called DOSBlog here. I think that DOSBlog is a reasonable tag for this.
Hmm.
So next time I see a message like this, I'll automatically tag it for you.
Nice.
So the auto tag feature is really, really interesting. And it's got a trigger threshold that you can, you know, ratchet up and ratchet down. You can select different algorithms for doing that. You can do auto tagging. You can do also a tag bar. So a bar that appears at the top of Outlook that lets you select. It's a little bit like flags and it kind of piggybacks in some ways on the flags. Except you can, you know, change the colors, change the captions. You can have the auto tagging. There's also, the notion of a traveling tag. Do you want to allow a tag to leave your system, like we were talking about how you can send a message and the tag will go along with it.
All right.
You can say, well, I this is a personal tag. I don't want that one to go along with this email message.
Hmm. Public and private
cool
tags.
Part, yeah. Then you can have tag actions. And this is kind of like the rules stuff that's built into Outlook, except you're saying that if you combine the notion of tags with the auto detection, the kind of the Bayesian filtering to say, this looks like a message about DOSBlog, I could then create a task automatically or send a mail or create a meeting or move it to a folder. Or if it comes in with this tag, unset this other tag.
Hmm.
Right. So, and then also during the setup process, it's kind of cool. It'll actually log into your Delicious account. Remember, Delicious is the social online tagging system.
Right.
And it will use tags from Delicious.
Huh.
So you can actually say, well, I want to import tags from other places. You can pull them in from Delicious. You can have it trained on existing folders. You can take your Outlook categories and turn them into tags.
Wow.
And then there's a series of common bundles. And then this is the cool part. Okay, so you can do all that, right? You can do the quick tagging, the auto tagging. You can do filtering. So you can say, just take this folder. Like you have a giant folder. You could say, just show me these things in the folder with this filter. But then it uses Windows Desktop Search, if you have it installed, as the underlying engine for these searches.
Hmm.
So there's a kind of an advanced search by tag, and then a slider bar for how you know, for kind of threshold with an integrated preview window, all using Windows Desktop Search underlying it.
Wow,
that is a pretty interesting addition, and I like to use these all together. Now, right now, there's a little bit of a slowdown if you have both Speedfiler and Tagalocity installed because they're both listening for the same event.
Hmm.
So there's a little bit of a slowdown if you have both of them installed, but by themselves, both Speedfiler and Tagalocity are very, very fast. So definitely worth checking out. All of these, of course, include trial software, but Tagalocity, for the purposes of our listeners and this show, have included a 25% off coupon.
Great.
So I'll give you that coupon ID. It's a little hard to remember, so we'll also put it on the website.
Okay.
But it is Z-E-N, Zen, the word Zen, 464-701-5965. And we're going to put that up on the website as well.
Excellent.
That's going to be good until the end of September. It's $10 off of the tool, so it takes it down to like $29.
Wow, that's great. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, no problem. No problem. Very much worth seeing. Take a look at their website. It's got screencasts and demos and things. That's at Shrinkster/HMY. And then Outlook 2007 beta support is happening right now, kind of in their internal lab. And that should be out very, very soon. So Speedfiler, Taglocity. Another one that is getting a lot of press, and I would say kind of is the media darling, is Clear Context.
I've heard about this.
Yeah, this is the one that is kind of the media darling right now. It's getting a lot of talk on the blogs. My buddy Omar told me about it. A guy from work named Dave, is one of his buddies, is one of the guys who works on the team. This is more than just kind of a filing method. This is actually kind of an information management system, they like to call it. It's different views for Outlook. So it's custom views, custom kind of tags of their own, custom filtering. So ordinarily when you go into Outlook, you've got the option to like sort by date, sort by conversation, things like that. And you can sort by flag. And sometimes people will create views. You know, if you go under the view menu, under arrange by in Outlook right now, it's like buried. You go view, arrange by, current view, customize current view, and then you can go and define your own views. Hmm. No one ever does this. Sitting right now in your Outlook, probably right now, I think it's in the advanced toolbar. If you right-click in Outlook in the toolbar and say advanced, it's a pull-down. It usually just says messages, and it just sits there. And you can pull it down right now, and it says messages with auto preview or show me the last 7 days. In my experience, very rarely do people use this. Now, what these guys do is they basically just take that views section and just put it on steroids. They add the notion of context.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, show me a context-sensitive view. They will determine by looking at your system, by doing a big analysis of all of your mail, what's important and what's not important. And they will sort your folders based on all that context and say, important stuff's going to get turned red and we'll sort it at the top. So you won't necessarily see things by date anymore. You will really see them by order of importance. Then you can apply topics to things like tags, like categories, and they'll automatically look at your contacts, your existing emails, and they'll figure out what's significant, what's not. If they notice a lot of useless email, that's going to get colored differently and it's going to sort farther down. They've got two versions. They've got a free personal edition that you can get, and then they've got their larger, what they call IMS Pro. This is the full featured application, the big one. This will work on Office 2000, 2003. This one's $70, but try the free trial, the personal edition, if you don't want to commit to something so expensive. This is the most expensive of the three, but it arguably does the most stuff. The free stuff will do the email prioritization, some topic assignment, and the customizable views. When you get to the pro stuff, that's when you can start doing task assignment, delegating and deferring tasks from place to place. There's what they call the action view, which is, I think, pretty interesting. This is like what the home view wanted to be in Outlook. You know how in Outlook you can click at the top of your mailbox and you get that kind of sad HTML view that tries to be a dashboard?
Right.
So they've got this action view basically on steroids. I keep using that as an example. There's no really good way to express that.
So, Scott, you've mentioned that there's a slowdown when you use Taglocity and Speedfiler together. Is there any issue in running Clear Context with Taglocity or with Speedfiler? Or, you know, is there any need to run all three? Do they have similar features? And if they don't, would you pick one over all three of these in terms of, you know, features today and the possibility of the other features in the future?
See, that's a really good question. That's tough because they kind of ratchet up. I mean, you've got Speedfiler at about $20 that does, you know, kind of unobtrusive, quick filing and adding some toolbars and allows you to get stuff out of your inbox quickly. Right. Remember, our initial goal here was to your inbox is stuff that you need to process. Get stuff out of it.
And clear context does that too, doesn't it?
Sure, it does that, but it does prioritization of
does it
contacts.
Differently.
So it knows who's importance. It looks at an email and it says, well, based on how often I talk to this guy, how important I think this topic is, it provides a series of scores.
Right.
So it's much more kind of artificial intelligence, right? It looks at, do I know this guy? Is it a known address?
Sure.
A priority? Check this out. How active am I in the thread? Because there's a difference between getting a crap load of email where I'm not involved versus one where I'm talking to people a lot.
That's weird. Does it watch you as you read them too? Because, you know, sometimes you want to read, but you don't want to reply.
Yeah. So what it's doing is it's when it says participation, it's talking about, am I someone who is replying to and deeply involved in an ongoing thread? Or am I just someone who's collecting the information?
Well, yeah, it'd be nice if it knew, if it timed you as you're reading, you know, you pull up an email and read it.
That's a good idea. That's
because
a good idea.
You know, there's a lot of stuff that you might read, but you might never reply to, but you want to keep reading it.
FeedDemon, as an unrelated point, FeedDemon, my favorite RSS reader, actually keeps track of how often you're looking at different feeds and keeps a list of feeds you ignore and feeds you're really into and then ranks them.
Cool.
That would be really cool to add something like that to clear context.
Would be.
This action view that it adds is basically a dashboard that says, show me stuff I need to get done today. You know, show me the most urgent stuff. So if you're into the whole Stephen Covey urgent versus important kind of world, or if you're having trouble with the getting things done system and you want to help prioritizing, like what is the very next thing I need to work on? You know, clear context can answer those kinds of questions with their algorithms.
What is the next action item?
Yeah, exactly. The very next thing to do.
Yeah.
Now, clear context is a little more expensive. They've got their basic one, but it's the full application, the $70 one, is really, really full featured. And I think Taglocity picks that nice middle place. And then with the coupon for our listeners at $30, it gives you about, you know, that nice middle amount. Personally, as with all things, I say try them each. I would try them.
But not necessarily together.
No, I'd start at the low end. Yeah. Start with Speedfiler, try it, see if you like it. Do the 1 week trial or whatever, and then move your way up the chain. I haven't had too much trouble with them all installed, except for the little bit of slowdown that I've noticed when I had just Speedfiler and Taglocity installed. I believe that this is because all of these add-ins are trying to get information from Outlook simultaneously.
Right.
Right. So they're basically fighting. I hook those two guys up together, and I'm sure they'll have it fixed. It's not a huge deal. It's not like it locks up your system or anything.
Okay.
Both Clear Context and Taglocity also add information to your contacts, so you can actually take a contact and tag them with information. Mm-hmm. So when you open up the contact, you'll see at the bottom of the contact form an additional location to type in tags for a contact, which you know, gives you that little extra bit of context that can be attached to something. While clear context has the notion of topics, it knows about ongoing threads that you're working on. It adds a great deal of views. So when you go into the clear context menu and you say, well, I want to see everything prioritized by day. So you could say, I still care about the time aspect of things, but I want to know, show me the emails that are prioritized for today, for tomorrow, etc.
Okay. All right. Very good. Now, I know that you do a lot of work with getting things done. You've got a few resources here that as they relate to Outlook with the GTD system.
Right. So, you know, GTD by David Allen's company, if you just search for GTD, the first thing on Google will be David Allen stuff. He has an official getting things done add-in that has been made by a company called Netcentrics. And you can get it. You can see it. It's a Shrinkster /HMU. But interestingly, I think it's the lousiest of the add-ins.
Huh. Isn't that ironic?
It's written in VB6 or something. It doesn't. They have no interest really in supporting Outlook 2007 until it's released.
Hmm.
While the guys that are working on Taglocity, working on Speedfiler, and working on Clear Context clearly know that the people who are interested in getting more organized, spending less time filing and more time coding, are going to be running this beta software. Well, I think the average Joe who's into getting things done might just be a salesperson. But there are other ways to do
not that there's anything wrong with being a salesperson.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but they're not listening to this show, so we can talk bad about them.
That's right.
So I'm not going to get an email from a guy who's a sales guy who listens to the show.
I'm a coder and a sales guy. Yeah.
So if you want to use getting things done or the techniques in getting things done in just in Outlook 2007 without any additional software, Omar Shaheen has got a great write-up at Shrinkster/HMO on using the built-in features, the new categories and flags in Outlook 2007. Simon okay. Guest also has a write-up at Shrinkster/HMP. And then I think I mentioned this once before in our original Getting Things Done show, but it's so freakishly weird, it's worth mentioning. Simon actually does most of his work with Getting Things Done at a command line he created, a Getting Things Done specific command line that basically automates Outlook at Shrinkster/HMV. Not something I've quite gotten into yet, but pretty darn interesting. He maintains all of his tasks and stuff at the command line. He's got it up at Code Gallery. You can check that out if you like that kind of text based thing. It uses text coloring, so it kind of has an ANSI art vibe to it. And then Larry O'Brien has got an interesting thing where he does Getting Things Done in OneNote, in OneNote 12. Yeah, at Shrinkster/HMS. OneNote is a really great application. I wonder why they don't just take the notes section of Outlook and merge it with OneNote. You know, why do we have to have these sections of Outlook that just aren't even used, like Journal?
Right.
I never use tasks in Outlook. I don't know why the notes section exists. Probably because of backward compatibility with old Palm Pilots, maybe. But take a look at that at Shrinkster/HMS. Now, one very interesting and slightly odd time manager is a tool called Cyral Consistency. S-C-I-R-A-L. It's Shrinkster/HMR. This is a very, very strange application. This is not in the same league as a full-on Outlook time manager. This is I don't even know how to explain it. You kind of have to see it. It fills a space. They like to say on their site that it fits in that niche between calendar and to-do list. Basically, it is if you have a series of repeatable but not particularly time-sensitive tasks that need to get done, but they do need to get done within a certain range, like mow the lawn. This is a really interesting grid, a matrix, basically, where you've got your tasks along the y-axis, you've got your dates along the x, and then as you get closer and closer to your date that you need to have something done, and then as you start getting overdue, the little boxes that represent the intersection between your task and your date change color. They start to go green, yellow, red. And then you click to indicate that you did that task on that days, like I exercised this day or I did vacuuming, and then the colors reset. So then you can just glance at this matrix and you can see whether or not you are getting something done consistently. Are you working out consistently? Are you taking out the trash on a regular basis? Are you backing up your hard drive? Really, really interesting application.
Now, is this a standalone application or is this work with Outlook?
Nope. It's just a tiny little application on its own, and it also has a Mac version.
Wow.
It's a little applet.
That's cool.
Yeah, I suppose it'd be conceivable to do it in something like Excel, but it's such a small little application. You might just download it and try it. It fits if you get the right kind of task, right? Kind of occasionally occurring or regularly occurring, but not incredibly time sensitive things that happen, you know, things that happen over a period of multiple days. That's at Shrinkster/HMR.
Interesting.
And just like when we talked about the Getting Things Done show, this is really about making the decision to change a habit, right? If you've got some bad habit, and I personally think that having 10,000 items in your inbox is kind of a lousy habit, unless you've declared that your inbox is also the folder called storage.
Yeah.
Like you have. For me, I'd rather have the clean inbox. I don't mind having one folder called storage that's full of stuff as long as I can get to it. But if you have to open up a folder, sort by name, and then start painfully scrolling through thousands of emails to find something, you know, I think it was here somewhere. Either get a search tool or think about changing some of those bad habits into good habits, right? And it's just about the will, isn't it?
True.
It's about making the decision to change. And you know, try one of these three tools. We've got Clear Context at Shrinkster/HMT. We've got Speed Filer at Shrinkster/HMW. And then we've got Taglocity, Shrinkster/HMY. And then, like I said before, today we've got a coupon for Taglocity, ZEN 464-701-5965. That's good until the end of September. I'm going to put that up on the blog. And then if I do hear from the other companies, from Speedfiler or from Clear Context, and get a coupon, I'll post those on the blog at the same location that this show is posted on. So we may hear from those guys.
That's great, Scott. You're the man.
I try to be the man.
All right. And we'll see you next week on Hansel Minutes.